Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Designed to give you a curriculum of study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Why? That we feel this is imperative. Because everything in life is codified. If you've been in the military, as I have, there's a military code of conduct. And surely, you suspect, because if men have codification, surely the relationship that you have with the Creator is codified too. Yes, it is codified. You can't come to the Most High doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, whenever you want to do it, whenever you feel like doing it, and approach Him in any shape, form, or fashion. It's codified. We're trying to help you find the codification so you can have a proper relationship with the Creator, so you can get the best out of the relationship. We give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Bless and praise His holy name. We give you critical analysis and assessment. We leave no stone or leaf unturned. And we try to burn the midnight oil in order to bring these proper curriculums to your attention. You can see some of you. If your eyes open, even codification with animals. Animals have codification. Plants, trees have codification. This universe has codification. But we have been socially engineered and conditioned to falsely believe that you can go to the Creator any kind of way you want to go. It's going to work out for you. Get a little water on you. Eat some biscuits in a can and drink a little wine. Sometimes we have to laugh to keep from crying. It's true. No, get codified. Be humble. Let the Most High footstep be your pathway. Oh, it's true. You know, tonight is family night, and it's smoker's board night. It's a mixed bag of apples and oranges and fruits and so on and so forth. Normally, in this curriculum, we take one book and we go through it, book, chapter, and verse. And on the second segment of study, same thing, another book, book, chapter, and verse. But Sister Akira of Hawaii thought it prudent that we do a smorgasbord so people can get some fundamentals together in the codification. We thought it was a great idea, too. So tonight and family night, Sister Yehudi of Detroit, Michigan, Ezekiel of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, will bring the format to your attention tonight. And I know you're wondering, Yom Suf Arif, who is the who I just mentioned to? I mentioned him again since you asked. I ain't got no problem with that. Gottrell of New York City. Sister Yehudi of Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yakira of Hawaii. Ezekiel of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And our gatekeeper who keeps us on the straight and narrow in these curriculums. Sister, well, Abigail. She's our gatekeeper. So, I don't have any, it's just so much going on. I don't want to get distracted with Vladimir Putin, as Cartier refers to him, or any other, the nominee for the Supreme Court Justice. Mere distractions. And it doesn't solve any problem of mine, and certainly in your case, if you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, you know that we're just grass and flowers, here today and gone tomorrow. So why focus that much attention? Only cause anxiety and doesn't solve any problem. So, without further ado, let me bring on Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you, your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh, shalom. Shalom, I'm back.
Hey, we all been there. We all, when you get this age, when you think you're taking a nap and then nap, you napping all over.
Yeah, I did the Cottrell thing.
No, you did Yom Suf and Cottrell thing. Yeah, look at Abby. Abby called me one night years ago. she said, "Yeah." I said, "Where you at?" I said, "What you mean where I'm at? What's going on? What you, like somebody woke me up from sleep. What you talking about? You know the show is on. You ain't here. I was all on."
Yeah, it happens, don't it?
Yeah, it happens. So
I thank Castriel for finishing off a proverb.
Yeah, he did a good job for you. He did a good job.
Yeah. And I hope we have a shout out to Gwen, Sister Gwen. She listens a lot. Hope she's on. She said she'd be on tonight from Milwaukee. And
okay.
Of course, Avial.
Right. And you know, you can't keep Avial away from the Most High. You better believe
right.
it.
And I hope we have an honored guest that's coming besides myself and Ezekiel.
Yeah, Ezekiel. Yeah, Ezekiel is on standby.
I hope my surprise guest come on too, because we're talking about accountability.
Okay, all right.
It should be an interesting subject. So I hush my mouth so you can introduce what Cartriel on.
Yeah, you already know Cartriel, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Cartriel, he's Steady Eddie.
Yep. And my young all son. Right. I call.
All right, Cecilia. Welcome back. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, thank you. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, everybody. How y'all doing?
Okay.
We're doing okay, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain. Giving all praise and blessing and glory. And thanks to our Heavenly Abba Yah. And glad that, you know, we're doing this today, this accountability thing. I got a couple of chapters and verses I'm gonna be bouncing all around with Sister Yehudi, and try to be kind of quick within due time and stuff, you know, so everybody can get it in and meditate on it, and that's pretty much it.
Do y'all think, brother, for the Most High, do you think? Thank you, Ezekiel. Now, Cartriel from New York City, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. And Most I bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Great.
Doing okay, bro.
Good, dude.
Doing okay.
All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Bless y'all, oh my soul, all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Yes.
Sister Yehudi tried to throw me under the bus because I slept one time on the show. So that's all right. That's well, family. Why not? You can't slip up with Israel. Not one time. Not one time. They'll hold you to it for life. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she ain't going to set the clock when she take a nap.
No, I felt a camaraderie, Cartriel, so it was kind
of... Hey.
Okay, but that was
I know
funny.
The feeling, sis.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
But
you
got to
fight that feeling. Sleeping on the job. Can't sleep on the job. No, can't do that.
I thought it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I kept looking at the clock. It was a 8:45. I'm like, how did that work? How did that happen?
Oh, it happens. Yom Suv is an example of that, like when we started off years ago on the Real Talk People show. As I said, Abby, she's a good gatekeeper. She called it. She said, "Where you at?" I said, "What you mean, where I'm at? What you calling me for?" She said, "It's so old, but you ain't there." I said, "Okay, all right." I got right over it.
Yeah, it happens.
That's the best.
You can laugh at it. I mean, it's nothing to it's funny. It happens. It's right.
It
yeah.
is. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
You get fatigued. You get wore out, and before you know it, man, you out. You out for the count. And you don't, you wake up, you know, you just like that old white woman. Help, I fall and I can't get up.
But I'll tell you this, those sleeps be sweet when you lose track of time.
Yeah.
Say what?
They sure
you in that deep, that deep sleep zone.
Yeah.
That means you're getting your rest in that you need it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it was a 2-hour nap, maybe close to, maybe not. Don't lay down.
Yeah, you swore you were going to take a little 15 minutes snipper snapper. It turned didn't have to be a whippersnapper.
Yeah, well, you're right. Well, I hope my surprise.
Got good.
Yes.
I hope my surprise guests come on. If not, that's okay. But Ezekiel, I believe in letting
you know. Well, if you have a surprise guest to come on, did you remind them they must raise their hand, hit number one on their phone to draw attention to themselves in order to be? Are they have intention on coming on live, or they just there?
Coming on live.
Okay, are they assisting in the studies?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
Well,
invite your guests to hit number one on their phone so right. I can bring them on and so we can get started in our studies.
Okay, I'm going to have Ezekiel take the lead because I believe that the young people, I'm sitting in the wing and I'm going to catch you. So,
okay, well,
Ezekiel, you have the floor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear, brother. Right.
So, Sister Yehudi, you said a couple days ago about mentioned about accountability, and we believe that this is a very important subject in our walk with the Most High and on this path of His and amongst our people. A lot of our own people today do not. Well, not just only our people, but majority of the world does not like to take accountability for their actions, whether it be, you doing something that's against the Most High's law, against each other and things, your own people, other nations, so forth and so on. There's always going to be consequences for the choices that you make. So if we don't take accountability for the choices that we make and our actions and stuff, then we become lazy, and it teaches the next generation of children, next generation. It just keeps going on and on. And with that being said, with the laws of the Most High and through His living testimonies of our prophets, our ancestors and things, have explained in the book here of a lot of the consequences for us not keeping, taking care of our responsibilities and taking accountability for our actions, for the choices we make. So I'm just going to pretty much get right into it. I'm going to start off first with Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5. And Sister Yehudi, if you want to read that, we can read to verse 5 to verse 7, if you don't mind.
Start at verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thus said Yah, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart turns away from Yah. 6. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and not see when good comes, and shall inhabit in the wilderness a thought land that is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yah, and whose trust is Yah.
We'll stop right there. So we have numerous of situations out throughout the scriptures, even through our, our walk today, what's going on for a lot of our people. We put trust in man a whole lot. And whether it's men or women or heck, even children, we put our trust in that. And the issue is when you put your trust, and what it means is you put your whole soul salvation in another man's hands when clearly it's not for them. Because when it comes down to it, when you get judged, you can't have nobody up there with you saying, well, you could point the finger at it and be like, they made me do something, or they made me do this, or they made me do that. No, you chose to do that. You chose to listen to these individuals and stuff who wasn't leading you nowhere. And I'm not saying there's not brothers and sisters and children out here who knows Yah's word and is trying to help each other. That's different. But when we dealing with individuals who, especially when you don't read the word for yourself and you get the experience for yourself, you start listening to other people who may not even be talking about the Most High. They could be talking about other gods or other spirituality situations and so forth and so on, and it'll sound good to you, and therefore they'll be leading you, and you'll put your whole soul salvation in that person's hand, and they'll lead you right into a pit. And then, you know, you pass on. They say, oh, well, you know, when you pass on from this life, life would be like your soul would just be roaming the universe and stuff. Really? How do you know that? Can you tell me that's what happens? Have you died and did this yet? And the answer is no. But people believe this, you know, and hey, more power to them. But we cannot be doing this, and we have many situations in here where we allow somebody to, we put our trust into doing anything. So as you see, it's a curse. You'll see things like if you're in the desert and stuff, you'll see it looks all illusion. It looks like there's an oasis there, but it's not an oasis. There's no water. There's no trees there. You go jumping in there. Like those old cartoon shows, like with Porky the Pig, he was in a desert and he jumped into a pool of water where he thought it was an oasis, and he was swimming around and stuff, and it wasn't water, it was just sand. He was spitting sand out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's all an illusion. It's going to kill you in the end because you put your trust in these individuals. Okay, so let's get an example for what happened. Let's start in the beginning. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 7 through 14, if you don't mind, Sister Yehudi.
And Yah Elohim formed the man out of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils breath of life, and the man became a living being. That may be interpreted just a little different. And Yah Elohim, Yah our powers, planted a garden in Eden to the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Yah Elohim made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for, with the tree of life in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden. I'm sorry. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it divided and became four riverheads. The name of the first is Pishon. I think I'm saying it right. It is the one surrounding the entire land of Halawah, where there is gold. And the gold of the land is good. Bethlehem is there, and the Shohem stone, and the name of the second river is Gideon. It is the one surrounding the entire land of Cush, formerly Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates.
And Yah, reading the 17, man.
And Yah Elohim took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to guard it. And Yah Elohim commanded the man, saying, eat of every fruit tree of the garden, and do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall certainly die.
So let's stop right there. So we have right here the Most High creating Adam. And he told him, basically, I commanded you. He commanded Adam to, he can eat every tree of the garden, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat from. And if you eat from it, you should surely die. So we have this situation that here's the commandment to Adam. This is what he was supposed to do. This is what he was supposed to watch over, you know, do all these things. He was the first watchman in the land. So we have right here, this is what the Most High said not to do. If we eat it, then we'll surely die. So let's see what happens, all three individuals. Let's go to chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, and we'll just start at verse 1, Yehudi.
And the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which Yah Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, it is true that Elohim has said, do not eat of every tree of the garden. He's asking a question, is it true? And the woman said to the serpent, we are to eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. Elohim has said, do not eat of it nor touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall certainly not die. For Elohim knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes shall be open and you shall be like Elohim, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree desirable to make one wise. And she took its fruit and ate. And she also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loin coverings for themselves. And they heard the sound of Yah Elohim walking about in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Most High Elohim among the trees of the garden. And Yah Elohim called unto Adam and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. So I hid myself. And he said, who made you know that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom you gave to me with me, she gave me of that tree, and I ate. And Yah Elohim said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And Yah Elohim said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all livestock and more than every beast of the field. On your belly,
wait a
you second.
Are... Uh-huh. I'm sorry. One second. So as we see, you know, we have the issue here. Even with Adam, he said he pointed his finger basically at Eve and said she made me eat, okay? But the point was, this is the accountability that comes into play. Yah told Adam not to eat from that tree. So what he should have been doing, he should have been telling her, well, if he's standing right next to her and she's picking, he should have grabbed her hand or told her, no, we're not supposed to eat from this. Do not listen to the serpent. He should have smashed it and kept it moving and stuff and called it a day. But that didn't happen here. So the accountability here was based on Adam, despite the fact that Eve was going to sit here and go chew from the tree. Now, she had Curious George syndrome, and she wanted to eat from the tree based off of listening to what that serpent said. But she clearly heard, or heard it from the Most High also, or Adam had told on to her that Yah said that we're not supposed to eat out of this tree. If we should eat from this tree, we should surely die. So she knew it. She knew the commandment. But she ate from it anyway. But as responsibility on Adam's part, he should have said something. He should have did something. Or whatever, if that was actually a snake or a person, you know, because there's a lot of different situations going on with translations and different things. But whatever the case may be, he should have smashed that serpent or didn't even let Eve have any time of day with that serpent or let that thing speak about breaking Yah's law, okay? But I'm sorry, you were reading where he should be. Can you read verse 14 again? I'm sorry, sis. Because this is a curse for the serpent.
And Yah Elohim said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all livestock, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you are to go and eat dust all the days of your life. Now, 15. And I put enmity, thank you, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Now, that's important. He shall crush your head, and you shall crush his heel.
So let's stop right here. So as for the serpent, or whatever this thing was, the curse was that this is what the serpent shall receive as a curse and everything, and have enmity between his seed and woman's seed and things. So, which, I mean, there's so many different understandings on that, but about righteous and unrighteous, okay? So this is the curse, and he's saying he should be crawling on his belly all the days of his life in the dust and so forth and so on. So we have, so we see the responsibility, or we see that the repercussions of what this thing did. So the Most High cursed that. So let's move on to see what the curse of Eve is.
Yes.
Verse 16 says.
So the woman, he said, I greatly increase your sorrow and your conception. Bring forth children in pain, and your desire is for your husband, and he does rule over you.
So stop right there. So here it is. This is Eve. This is Eve's curse. I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conceptions. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be up to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So this is the curse for, or this is
the curse
that she mm-hmm. got, yeah, for her sin. So it's individual sin. I mean, curses for each of them. Let's get Adam's.
And to the man he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, do not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you are to eat of it all the days of your life. And the ground shall bring forth thorns and thistles for you, and you shall eat the plant of the field. By the sweat of your face you are to eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of you were taken. But dust you are, and dust you return.
Mm. So let's stop right there.
We both
said. Just think, we had a whole bunch of stuff piled on Adam. A whole bunch of things. So that's his individual curse, because he said, you did what? You know, basically you followed your wife. You let her lead you on. See, these are the consequences that we get for not listening to Yah's commandments. These are the actions, and here's the accountability, and that each and every one of them has to take. That they sit there and say, well, Yah, I'm not going to take, you can't curse me with this. Who is you? None of that is going on. So same reflection that we need to have on in life with each other and things, okay? Everything that you do, that you set your hand to do, that you, the path that you choose and things, you're going to have to take accountability for everything. Everything that you say, everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you try to create, whatever the case may be. You're cooking something, you mess up, and you burn stuff. Take accountability. Don't sit there and blame the pot and pan, or the flame was too hot, you know? It's you.
Yeah, you're laughing like I burned my eggs. That's my fault, you know. But it's the lesson.
I smelt them all the way over here across Lake Michigan, sis.
But listen to this. Something you must understand, it was a curse that a man rule over a woman. It's the curse It's not like it was like that in the beginning. He appeared to the wife knowing what was righteous. This is how Israel was and is. We know. And he deals with it as a nation, but this he's talking about, because they are part of they are starting of a nation. The curse equally dished out to each individual, Adam and Eve. So when people use that, they think right now, oh, we got to be over a woman. No, that was a curse. Because he didn't hear, he didn't listen to the Most High. So both of them equally got punished. And that was their thing. So people have to don't get that twisted. Just like when he dealt with us as a nation in Deuteronomy 28, when he used Moshe or Moses and told him at that time, he said, I command you today. And he's speaking as a nation and told them what will happen if they do his law, statute, and command. Because he said in 13, and Yah shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be only on top and not beneath. If you obey the commands of Yah, your Elohim, which I command you today to guard and do, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I'm commanding you today, right or left, to go after other mighty ones to serve them. Isn't that what Adam and Eve did?
Yep. See,
so, our accountability. We're going to get punished. Just like when I got over all the way home. I was told to go straight home. I'm lollygagging. I got punished. I suffered the consequence. I had to learn accountability, to follow direction. And you know how we are. We don't like nobody telling us nothing. So now we're subjected to under a rule of a nation that cares nothing for us. And it's all kind of havoc going on. And when are we going to start being accountable, no matter what you know? And isn't it happened that what he did to our ancestors and who we are today? You shall serve your enemies whom Yah sends against you. And this is all because as a nation we sin. In hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in need of all. And he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck until it has devoured you. Yah brings a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flies, a nation whose language you shall not understand, a fierce-looking nation which shows no regard for the elderly nor for the young. And we have done everything for these people.
Hey, sis, hey, read verse 15 since you was in 28.
And give me time to find it. Let's go after. And it shall be, if you do not obey the voice of Yah, your power, to guard, to do all his commands, his laws which I command you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you.
Right there. So what Sister Yehudi was bringing out, this is exactly what it is. And I had this actually written down since I was going to go into it, but that's okay. Spirit already led you on it. So he was on it. So, yep. So then these are. Oh, go ahead, sis.
No, I said we don't want to accord. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, so, yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm actually not going to go into, because I had it written down, Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 68. But, I mean, there's so many curses in there for us breaking the law, statute, and commandments. And she already read off the main ones and things. So, I mean, there's plenty of other ones. There's pestilence, there's diseases that's not even written in that book, you know, that will come upon you and things like that for, you know, all the things that we do, for fornicating, committing adultery, you know, so forth and so on and things. So we have these we have the guidelines here. We have the instruction book right in our hands, and all we have to do is turn back into it. But if we don't, then surely we're going to get put to death and everything. So let's go to sis, can you read Hosea 4 and 6 real quick, please?
Hosea?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Here we go. What chapter now?
Chapter 4 and then verse 6.
My people shall perish for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being priests for me. See? Since you have forgotten the teachings of your powers, also I also forget your children.
Stop right there, sis. So we have the instruction book right here. There should be no excuse. And this is why sometimes, well, majority of the time I always explain before getting off of saying, self-reflect with yourself, with the Most High, and meditate on his law, statute, and commandments. All these other things in the world, we don't need it. We don't need to go to their schools. We don't need to learn their ways. All of that stuff is vain. It's vanity. The Most High even called the other nations like spittle. They're not even like a drop of water. All the knowledge and wisdom and understanding we need is right there in his Torah. That's it. It teaches economics. It teaches measurements. It teaches you how to judge, how to treat each other accordingly, how to love each other, you know, how to overcome other nations or any problems that we have in life. We have it right there. I don't have to go into learning about, you know, all this other nation stuff that they want to come up with their own spirituality and their gods. Their gods, their Elohims, is teaching them what they should do. That's why the Most High says, I am a jealous power. Singular, El. That's our power. So with that being said, we don't need to be knowing how they think or how they want to move and so forth and so on. That ain't none of our business. Let them do whatever they want to do. The Most High has us set apart for a reason, and this is why we have no priests today. There's
right.
So many laws that concern with the priesthood. I'm not even going to get into all of those. I mean, I can, but for time's sake.
Okay, let me interject mm-hmm. for one minute. Let me go back to Hosea 4, mm-hmm. chapter 4. And it goes in line with accountability. We don't have fear. That's the thing. We say we love our Creator, but a lot of us really don't. But at that time, that reflects today. He said, hear the word. The prophet said, hear the word of Yah, you children of Israel. For Yah has a case against the inhabitants of the land. That's very important because our ancestors were in our land at that time. And he got a bone to pick with us. Something we did, something our ancestors did.
Yep.
For there is no truth or kindness or knowledge of Elohim in the land. That's deep. Swearing and lying and murdering and stealing and committing adultery have increased as bloodshed follows bloodshed. Isn't that what we're doing here in this foreign land?
Yep.
Therefore, at that time, this is important, why we don't have our land. The land mourns, and everyone living there languishes with the beasts of the field and the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea are taken away. However, let no one strive to prove another, for your people are like those striving with the priest. And that's when it went on, and you shall stumble in the day, and the prophet shall also stumble with you in the night, and thou shalt make your mother perish. That's me. Look at the state we are now. Very few of us will admit that I've been stiff-necked that I need to change. They were still to be a stickler to the end, but the Most High gonna make us accountable. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Do they have any questions or comments?
No, I don't have anything, Sister Julie. Lady Cartrell.
Cartrell?
Just that we see that Adam and Eve proved to be better than the nation of Israel, because we complain about our punishment. Adam and Eve didn't complain about their punishment. They took their punishment like a man and a woman.
Right.
They pointed their fingers at each other in the beginning, but after that, you didn't hear no complaints out of them. We still point the fingers at each other, even though we all to blame. We need to take full responsibility, right? Accountability, responsibility. Each and every man in the nation of Israel needs to take responsibilities for their own action. Why? Because it affects all of us, and we're a nation. It ain't just Adam and Eve. What I do affects the nation. What you do affects the nation. So it has a ripple effect, and we have to be accountable for ourselves, according to Yah's word and His instructions.
Hallelujah.
Soda. Yeah.
You can't blame the white man either.
That's right.
Right.
Well, let me bring Sister Imahadora and let her chime in on this too.
That is
Imahadora.
Hallelujah.
May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. How's everyone? It's all giving hope.
Hey.
Hello,
little lady.
Truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Shalom, family.
Aw, we love you.
Shalom, Ima.
Yeah. More.
I do, pretty little lady.
But how don't get found?
I'm doing good, sis. I'm doing good.
All praise.
Yeah.
You know, I have to agree with everything I've heard this evening, especially you, Ray. We are so busy complaining about our punishment that we've never, again, obeyed Yah. The Almighty says, humble your uncircumcised heart and accept the punishment of your iniquity. We're not trying to do that. We're too busy complaining and continue to run away from the very things that God has given us to do to overturn this captivity. We don't want no part of that. We don't want to be responsible for our... There again, the subject matter accountability. Did not Yah tell us to acknowledge what you've done? Huh? Instead, we say, well, we didn't do that. Our forefathers did that. That ain't got nothing to do with us. But then when Yehudi read about all of the ills that was going on back then, those same things are taking place today. The murder is off of the chain. Immorality, what is that? Moral values, what is that? Broken homes, thievery, robbery, our word ain't worth two dead flies. And we say that we don't have to do nothing but just wait on Yah. The Almighty Spirit is full of checks and balances to let us know that that can't be totally true. Deuteronomy 30 says, when these your remembrance among the nations where you, the Lord your God, have scattered you, and you begin to remember these things, the blessings and the curses, and you and your children return back to me, with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. We would spend a whole day on social media making the return back to Yah into three. We got to return back to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Shemaiah prayer is a joke. Yah, our Elohim, is one. 3 months on social media debating that about Yahshua HaMashiach, Muhammad Shah, well, however they say that. Mashiach. Huh? The Almighty says all through his word who his son is, the whole book, what they call the Old Testament, and they speak so disparately about the Old Testament. Oh, so you one of those old Hebrews.
Huh?
And yet, I always ask the question, well, no, I'm not an OT group. I'm a Yah only group. Now give me the scriptures where it commands Israel to be anything other than.
Hallelujah.
Our people are in bad shape. And I have to go along with these people. Most of it's not because I am already. We have an open textbook. Open book test, I'm sorry. There's no excuse for us anymore. But we have, the Almighty says in his word, we have awakened to the iniquities of our fathers. We have returned back to the iniquities of our fathers. Just common sense would tell us, Almighty gave us, that's what the storyline is there throughout the whole book. What our fathers did to anger Yah, to make him to the point where he poured out his wrath upon us. How can we return doing the same things and expect to do something different? The very first commandment, the first and the second commandment, is Yah's priority. Don't have no other gods before me. Don't make unto you any graven image. Don't bow to them. What part of that is confusing and so off of the chain? We don't understand. Oh, my. Well, we have to come to Yahshua HaMashiach in order to get to Yah. And never come into the understanding or even take the time to understand what we're reading, to take for us not to take accountability. We go to a book that clearly tells you the gospel. What the heck is the definition of the gospel? But as if that's not enough, it goes so far to tell you the gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John and the Pauline letters, credence over the word of our God. And then try to justify it, put it in there, squeeze it in there some kind of way. But here's the problem with that. The Almighty came down personally on Mount Sinai to give Israel his book of instructions. It's called Torah. And then he further commanded Israel, don't add to what I came down and gave you. Don't take away from it. Don't turn to the left of the order, nor to the right of the ordinance and statutes that I gave you. But we still would go, yeah, but it's not that I serve JC. It's not that I serve, but you know. No, what kind of butt can you put with JC? Except rebellion. We've got major prophets and minor prophets because that's what y'all said. That he will reveal his secrets through his servants and prophets. And correct me if I'm in error, I've never seen where he said he was going to deal with some apostles. Now, I might just be wrong there. So if I am, let's get a clarity on that right now. So everyone can understand and everyone can hear and know. When did God ever say he was going to speak to apostles? But we don't hear, it's for the majority of our people, we don't hear Israel talk about our prophets.
Uh-oh.
And the reason for that is because the prophets never came speaking anything outside of Torah. And they never come speaking anything on their own. That's why it always begins with, thus saith Yah. To warn Israel about their wickedness and to tell them what Yah was telling them to do in order for them to correct their actions. Don't hear nothing about that. We don't talk about the real Yahshua. We don't talk about the Yahshua, the branch. That the book is written in plain English. Anybody can understand it. You can go and read it. But we'll take this mythical character. Almighty never spoke one merry word about him. But we'll take all that Yah has given his prophets and his son Israel, the true son of the living God, and give it to the idol. Israel would give their birthright to an idol and then walk around with their arrogancy, head all up in the air, with their hand hanging out for the world to see. Torah is just as sad.
Mm-hmm.
Torah is just as sad.
Right, Ema.
Because now we got the opposite. They got the self-righteousness. Ezekiel spoke earlier, no priest, no altar, no sacrifice, no menorah, no temple. But we're going to go over here. We're going to implement what God told us to do in the land. Don't have no desire to even return to our land.
Because didn't he say, for I delight in kindness? Let the Most High say, for I delight in kindness and not offering. And in the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offering.
It goes beyond kindness. If you call it, it's the Most High's loving kindness towards the nation of Israel. Because just think about it, right? Y'all just said it. Most High sent many prophets to tell Israel about their wickedness to give us the chance to get it right. How many chances did Adam and Eve get? The Most High didn't show them the kind of love and kindness and mercy or give them the chances that he's given us as a nation. So think about it. Mosiah did two creations. He created Adam out of the dust of the ground, right? And he breathed the breath of life into it. He didn't call him his son, did he? He said, I created my son, Adam. He said, I created man, right? Man and woman. When he created Israel, do you know how he created Israel? Think about Abraham's wife, Sarah. She was beyond the ability to have a child, right? And she laughed at Yah, like, me and my husband going to have pleasure again? I'm 90-something years old. And Yah said, oh, yeah, you're going to have a child, mama, because you're putting past me that I can't do anything that I want to do. And if I want to make you pregnant again and fertile, I'm Yah, I can do that. And he did it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And she had to laugh. She had to even name her son Yitzchak, he who will laugh. You laughed at Yah? Oh, y'all gonna laugh. Because, no, you can't be laughing at Yah and the miracles that he does and the fact that Isaac was created, right, miraculously, we're here.
Uh-huh.
So Yah was doing a new thing in the earth. He was creating a special people for himself, and we happen to be that people who he's given so many chances to. I mean, if Adam and Eve had as many chances as we do, we might still be talking to them today. They violated one command. They violated one command. How many commands have we violated? Lord have mercy. All 613, you said? Wow. So Yah's loving kindness and tender mercies towards us, we cannot take for granted. Trust me. If we know the history of creation, we cannot take Yah's loving kindness and tender mercies for granted. And we do have to be accountable.
Yes, we do.
Well, I'd like to and I read it from the book of Zechariah, the 7th chapter, 5th verse. Speak unto all the people of the land, to the priests, saying, when you fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, that's what we're talking about, we're doing today in these lands of our captivity. Even those 70 years that you had all fasted to me, and when you did eat and when you did drink, did not you eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? This is the Almighty speaking. Should you not hear the words which Yah have cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity and the cities there round about her, when men inhabit the south and the plain? Thus speaketh Yah of hosts, saying, execute true judgment. Show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. Oppress not the widow, fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But this is what they did then. This is what we're doing today. But they refused to listen, pulled away the shoulder, stopped up their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their horses an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Yah hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from Yah. And therefore it's come to pass, just as they cried, as he cried, and they would not hear, so will they cry, says Yah, and I will not hear. This God is nothing to play with. I put a post out the other day, about 5 days ago, and I said, let us all give a shout out to our God, a hallelujah shout out for those that love Yah. Over 5 days, you know how many shout outs we got?
Two.
Ten. I put out a post denouncing JC. I got 73 responses. And the Almighty said, they say, my ways are not fair, son of man.
Wow.
Israel is a piece of work. And if we just take it to mind, we cannot, I want you to hear me good, Israel. We cannot debate the word of Yah. If the Almighty says, don't add to his word or take away from it, don't turn to the left nor to the right of what he has given, what is left to debate?
Nothing.
His word is so tight. The only room that was left is for either obedience or disobedience.
It left no room for your personal opinion, your belief, your intellectual powers, philosophical views, none of that. Almighty gave you 5 books of instructions, and he left nothing. But we don't want to take accountability. We want to do things our way. And we want God to serve us on our terms. Well, if you do this, I'll do this. Huh? All thing we got to do is just wait on God. We ain't got to do nothing. In the meantime, our baby sedan out here. Our daughters. Hey, it's almost like our daughters are, they in trouble. The brothers are saying they ain't even worthy of a man. Huh? A boy's in trouble because they too busy becoming the daughter. Huh? We're in trouble, Israel. And it's time that we take our blinders off and take a good, hard, honest look at the condition we're in. We're going to have to be responsible or give an accountability for what we are doing today. And it's not like we don't know any better. You go and take the word of our God to our people, and they say, yeah, I know what you said, honey, but I'd serve JC here. But even the new book, because even that adversarial spirit knows just how far to go. But he's going to try everything he can, but still, he knows where who his maker is. In Matthew 4 and Luke 4, Matthew 4 and 10 and Luke 4 and 8, they both say the same thing. And it should tell you something. And I'm going to start at 8. Again, the devil take him up into an exceedingly high mountain. Now, they say JC is God now. So he took God up into the high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto God, according to what we're teaching today, all these things will I give you if you would just fall down and worship me. How stupid does that sound? The devil took God up into the mountains. Huh? But then said JC unto him, get ye hence, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship Yah, your God, and him only shall you serve. What you need, JC? Fuck. Again, accountability. We don't want to be accountable, so therefore we rather believe in this mythical character because he supposed to came and died for our sins. So now that means us free to do whatever we want to do. And people say, well, it doesn't mean that, but obviously that's what the people are believing that it's saying because they're doing everything they want to do and more.
Yeah, they do.
Only thing we have to do is sit back. We'll study the word, meditate on the word. The word says we should be meditating on it day and night. But then to truly get a true understanding, look for the evidence of it. Yah's word comes with evidence. By that I mean the Almighty said that people were going to be scattered into an international captivity via slaves. Is this anything like that ever happened?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. The Almighty said this people will no longer be known as Israelites, but they'll become a bad word and a proverb. Did anything like that ever happen?
Mm-hmm.
And you can go down the list. Word for word, and you'll see that Yah's word has not fallen. It has not failed, not one iota. The Almighty is telling us what to do in order to come from up under these conditions. And he told us, don't add to his word, don't take away from it, but to obey his word as it is given. Is there anything else we can do outside of that that would be pleasing to y'all? Can we come up with our own terms other than what the Almighty has given and say, well, I'm doing this over here, so it's all right. He got to accept this because I'm doing this. Is that what y'all told you to do? And I just want to end with this. Look how merciful and loving our God is. The Almighty never told us to have the dogs put on us, the water hoses put on us, had the police beat the hell out of us with their billy clubs and even kill us and hide our bodies. Tar and Nancy's. He didn't tell us to put ourselves in position for that. But we did it because we were seeking the mercy of our oppressor. Seeking to be accepted by them. Go out there and march and walk 20 miles to work because we're going to show the oppressor that we, hey, we y'all going to include us. The Almighty never told us to go out there and burn down where we live. Burn down the stores where we shop because we ain't got no stores of our own. He didn't tell us to do that. What he told us to do is to just come before him and bow and tell him we're sorry. And do you know that's the hardest thing for us to do?
Yeah.
We'd rather go out there and die trying to find favor with from our oppressor than to go out there and live just by telling y'all we're sorry.
That's the truth.
And then we say, yeah, it's way not there. The Almighty says, Ezekiel read earlier, where he said that the Almighty says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And as you have rejected knowledge, so shall you be rejected. How is it that we can't even take the word of Yah up into these churches? They'd not take it up in there. They will throw you out of there. Be a wise and knowledgeable people. We don't even hear the word of our God. But we'll hear the words of the new character in the new book all day long. You can start speaking the word of God. Says Yah in the middle of a crowded room, and you can actually feel the energy, how quick it changes, and the spirit of anger comes in, the spirit of debate and rebellion. In the midst of all of that negative energy, start talking about JC and see how the room light up. And the Almighty says, you say my ways are not fair? We exalt man daily. We just read the scripture earlier. Cursed be the man. Do we really understand what that scripture said? Cursed be the man who put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. But his heart departs from Yah. And glorify a man that can't even deliver himself. How are you going to deliver you? But we'll exalt that man in a heartbeat. Bad mansions, Rolls Royce, put $50,000 so he and the first lady can go on a trip. But ask those same people for a dollar a month so you can start building up a fund where we can take care of our people, internalize. Well, who's going to hold the money? They won't do it. Get our money. Changes right here, and guess what? That opportunity is consistently dwindling. As the Almighty said, you better seek me while I can yet be found. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I thank you.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure, Ima. Accountability. That certainly is the case. Well, So Shehudi, Ezekiel, and Ima Dura, you hit one out of the park. I got to give it to you. You know, I was sitting over here mesmerizing over the study. So that's why I didn't have much to say, because sometimes you just got to sit back and meditate and see different perspectives. And I'm glad I did. But this is the time now, Ima Dura, you need to start this off. You know, we like to give praise to the Most High on family night, just family night. I know you got some praise and thanksgiving to give to the Most High. Would you like to share it with us?
Oh, I just love y'all. I praise y'all. If people ask me, how many times a day do you pray? I said, baby, I pray all day.
Praise the Almighty. Praise the blessings.
Every way I try, I'm steady calling on y'all. Y'all, please show me. Oh, Father, please forgive me. Father, please have mercy upon our people. Oh, y'all, just lost my glasses. Can you please show me?
Yeah, you about like the rest of the people. You about like the rest. Those are not the Most High. Praise and blessings. You're right.
And you are a walking prayer.
You better believe it.
When Israel come to understand, again, I want you to hear me, Israel. You are the walking, living testimony of the words of a living God. The reason why the word says you are gods, but you should die like men. You are that luminary figure that Yah put down here that he can live within. You're the living face of a living God. That's why he chose you. The Almighty told you on three different occasions, you, O house of Israel, you are my son. And yet we will argue to no end that this man that the word never speaks about, never hinted at, suggested about anything about that storyline. Because in essence, if you really want to know the truth, the new book is really you, Israel. Pleasurize your story. You are the son of the Most High. You're the one who went in the grave for 3 days. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that God promised to resurrect on the third day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you run around and give your glory to another. But I want to read Psalm 149.
Yes, ma'am. By all means.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Praise ye, Yah. Blessed be the region of the word of Yahuwah. Sing to Yahuwah a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble in the heart. For Yah taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The meek, Israel, not the haughty, the arrogant, the prideful, but the meek. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of Yahuwah be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. That two-edged sword is his word. Kill vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them in judgments written. This honor have all of his saints. Praise ye, Yah. Huh? I praise Yah. And I want to read one other, and that's 48. That's where I meant to go in the first place, but I'm here. Praise ye, Yah. Praise Yah from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise you him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all of his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahuwah, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He have made a decree which shall not pass. Praise Yah from the earth, you dragons and all deep fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his words. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yahuwah, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all of his saints, even of the children of Israel, and people near unto him. Praise ye, Yah, Israel. Praise your God. Exalt him. All the time you spend talking about the character of the new book, that means less time you can spend speaking the word of your God. You take the praise away from your God to give it to an idol. Huh? Let us praise him. Let us exalt him. For he is the God above the gods. He is the God of all the gods, the most high God. And he chose us, Israel, to be his son, to be his glory. Huh? Praise him.
Praise
him.
Praise
for God. He is worthy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Imam. Thank you very much. Praise the Almighty. Bless his holy name. And now we will very seldom give Abiyah an opportunity of New York City to produce our praises. So, Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Would you like to give some praises and thanksgiving to the Most High?
Shalom, shalom, family. First things first. All praises and glory to the Most High God of Israel, my Father, excuse me, God of my, whoa, Lord, something trying to stop me from speaking.
You better speak it out. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
That's right. Yeah. Well, let me try this again. All praises and glory to the Most High God of Israel, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, y'all know where I'm coming from. The subject tonight, it really took me different places in my life. Accountability, first of all, and then with responsibility. Now, I'll tell you something. That accountability, I had thrown out the window all my life, just about all my life growing up. There was no such thing as accountability for me because I stayed intoxicated from the age about 14 on up to 42 years old. So accountability wasn't in me. Understand what I'm saying?
But yes, ma'am.
Once I learned more and started with the studies, and even as I was growing up, certain things stuck with me. First boy, JC, he's been out my life. And I thank y'all for showing me that, you know, I was in the wrong situation thinking. That's thinking, far as I'm concerned. But again, with the accountability, I really learned it when I learned to fear Yah.
Praise Yah.
Without me getting the fear of Yah, I wouldn't have been here tonight saying what I'm saying, because I couldn't understand what y'all was talking about at first either when they said fear Yah. Because I'm saying, now why should I fear somebody that I love, that's supposed to love me also? So that had my thinking on this worldly level. Understand where I'm coming from? If you don't love me, why should I love you? And if I love you, why should I fear you? Why should you fear me if I love you? So I couldn't understand it. But as y'all worked on me, and with y'all's help, things are coming much clearer. And I am so grateful. I'm just overwhelmed tonight. My feelings, my emotions is up. And as far as praising y'all, I'm just like Sister Honduras said, I praise him 24/7. I can't stop. I praise him. And for the accountability, it was hard for me to get to. But I'm going to tell you something. Y'all with me in his own way, because my mouth was loose. And then I would say what I want to say and didn't care what you felt about it. But when I would come home and try and lay down and sleep, y'all had me tossing and turning. It's like he reached down his hand and started spanking me until I would get up and correct it. I would have to take responsibility for my actions, my words, even my thoughts. I catch myself. I say, y'all, forgive me. Correct me, y'all. Fix my... All I'm saying is I thank each and everyone that contributes to this show and bringing me along with you and help me to understand and come closer to y'all. And like I said, all glory and praises to y'all. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shalom. And now Ezekiel, any praises and thanksgiving for our LOL?
Time. All praise to the Most High. I'm glad that I'm able to be on here and continue to keep putting out his word and try to reach as more brothers and sisters as I possibly can and Gentiles who want to cleave on to the Most High. I'm just praying and hoping that, you know, my name is still going to be written in the book of life and other brothers and sisters too as well. So it's the whole purpose of us doing this and to, you know, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, we could continue to help each other's walk in his word and on his path of the Most High. So continue to keep doing this work and his will only, and, you know, turn away from any other things and teachings of any of these other nations out here and their gods and spirituality and things, and turn back to the Most High, because you will be, you know, held accountable for everything that you say and everything that you don't say. Everything, whether, like it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, I believe it is, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. For he shall bring into everything into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So that's what we got to do. So that's all I got to say, y'all. Shalom.
Sister Judy, I guess she got caught in the wind.
Okay. I'm just talking. Head on mute. I wanted to say Ezekiel, he did a wonderful job. I know he had more to say, but we're going to have more to say on Friday. But you did a wonderful job, and we all three did through the Most High. So, Toda, thank you.
Praise the Most High.
Oh, this is.
Cottrell, any praise and thanksgiving to our Elohim?
Any? All thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, who has loved me kindness and his tender mercies. I just want to read something that Ezekiel and his sister Hudy started on in Jeremiah 17. The other half of the portion that they brought is, blessed is the man whose trust is in Yah, and whose trust is Yah, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its root by a stream and does not fear when the heat comes. There's a lot of heat in the world right now. Its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. So the holy of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. And this is how you have peace of mind and you walk in this life with happiness, with joy, with tranquility, as long as you're connected with Yah. And with the pandemic that hit, you know, the world like a year and a half ago, whatever it was, Most High brought us through. And we got to be thankful for that, because a lot of people have lost their lives.
Yeah.
And people are losing their lives as we speak. Yeah. So every day, every moment, we need to be connected with our Creator. And more and more, we need to learn His Word. Because His Word, like Ema has spoken, is alive. The Most High's Word is everlasting. And it's going to carry out what He set it out to do. So we're in the darkest days of our history as a nation. These are the darkest days as a people that we have ever faced. But out of it, the Most High said we will be saved. So we have to have faith and trust that the Most High is talking about in Him and not in man, not in the nations, not in religion, and not in our own understanding. But we're blessed to have our eyes open to Yah's word and Yah's food. So I give thanks every day. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. I'd like to give thanksgiving and praise to the Most High Elohim for every day. The air I breathe, being in association with righteous men and women such as Imar Dora, Sister Yehudi, Ezekiel, Katriel, Aviar, and Sister Yakira, and many, many more that you don't hear from on this show, because they're doing the Most High work in other ventures and other areas of life. They love the Most High just as much as we do. I lift your praise and thanksgiving to His holy name for the opportunity to make things right, to acknowledge and have accountability and acceptance of what part we played to get us in the situation that we find ourselves in. Bless and praise His holy name for our trust in Him, that He provided a platform and opportunity to bring good men and good women together that bless and praise His holy name to present His message, not their own messages. Praise and bless the holy name of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the God of Israel, and bless His holy name. And let my soul bless Him, and all that is within me bless His holy name. And I want to thank Ezekiel. I want to thank Sister Hudi. I want to thank Imar Dora for bringing this study session to us, a needed study session, accountability, acceptability, responsibility to what part we played, and to live codified into what part we played. That being said, fellow students and investigators and detectives of the Most High, we don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. But may the Most High footstep be your pathway, and may your trust not be in the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, Black Lives Matter, Vladimir Putin, as Cottrell refers to, any other movement, that you trust be in the Most High, so you won't wither away. Otherwise, you may very well wither away, because you didn't look for the Most High when He was about. This is the opportunity. Accountability. Praise and bless the holy name of Israel. For trusting those that trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I, Elohim. Well, fellow students, y'all want us to say shalom, good night? See, you wouldn't want to be here to the fellow students.
Hi, Nima.
Hello, Mama. Oh, I just want to say shalom to the family. Shalom, family, and Just keep your mind focused on God, y'all. Stay in prayer. Because we're getting ready to enter into some trying times, Israel. They talked about Jacob's trouble all of these years. Well, you're getting ready to really experience what Jacob's trouble is really all about. China just signed an alliance with Russia today, public, where we knew that they were there all along, but they publicly announced it today. They're dealing with Russia.
Wait a minute, who?
China.
Oh, I knew they were coming together.
So
you're not thinking about the fall.
We're getting ready to see things, but and the Almighty, I just want to end with this. The Almighty told us in the book of Zephaniah, listen to his words carefully. Gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, before my day of wrath, I'm paraphrasing, so that you can be hidden. Why do we need to be hidden? Because if we're mindful of Genesis, the Almighty says 400 years, then I'm going to judge the nation whom they have served, and afterwards I'm going to bring them out with great substance. So we're going to be right in the midst of this judgment while Yah is judging these things. Israel, we better get our heads together.
You better believe it, Ima. Thank you, Ima. Katriel, Sushihudi, Avia, y'all want to say shalom, good night?
Shalom, family. Oh, and sis, I read that post, and I meant to say, I believe my hallelujah went down there. If not, you know where to put it. But I sure read it, and thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise y'all.
Shalom, family.
Shalom. So you just dropped the mic, didn't you?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I know my discipline. So, hey, shalom, everybody. I love you and keep in walking with the Most High.
Praise the Almighty. God, trail.
May the Most High bless and keep us. May the Most High make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May he lift his countenance upon us and give us peace. Shalom, family. Y'all bless us. Love y'all.
We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Continue to let his footstep be your pathways. And learn to be humble. Learn to accept accountability and responsibility. And ask yourselves, what part did we play to get ourselves in this situation? And what part can we play under codification with the Most High to get ourselves out of this situation? Turn to the Most High. Cry out to the Most High. Accountability. Cry out to the Most High about our fathers and mothers and days go by. Accountability. Acceptability. Accept what's happening to us. Unify together. Take care of the homeless, the poor, the needy, the widow women. Accountability, responsibility, and acceptability. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Thank you.
next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come together, get together. I wish Grandma could see the whole family. I sure miss her face and a warm and tender embrace.
Divine heart. That is, if we together, no matter what color, race, creed, cause that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, cause you'll bleed.